Coach on the road once again, take you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. I'm over here in the Astros dugout, and I got the man here. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my Chicago audience.
Lamont Wade Jr.
Lamont Wade Jr.
Yes, sir.
Where you get that name from?
From my dad. Senior.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, sir.
We're taking our youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being a major league ball player. Yeah. Now, I coach college ball, high school baseball, scouted for 5 major league teams.
Okay.
Every kid dream of getting drafted.
Mm-hmm.
They think Lamar Jr. got drafted and was in the big leagues the next day. What you say about that?
Not true. Yeah, you go into rookie ball in Elizabethan, Tennessee. For in my case, it's Appy League. I don't even think they have that league anymore. But no, you're not going straight to the big leagues, whatever teams you get drafted for. You got to grind through the minor leagues. I know when I was coming up, you really had to go to each level. And if you did well at that level, then you might get promoted the next season, or you would restart that over and get called up at the All-Star break. But no, it's still a lot of hard work to be done, a lot of hard work to be putting in, a lot of learning, growing, taking the failures and the success and trying to learn and grow from that. It's a long journey. I got drafted in 15. I made my debut in 19. It's kind of back and forth. And then I really didn't, really stay up until really, 2021.
So what's the mental stress like playing in the big leagues?
Oh, I mean, on the field stress, off the field stress, it's just a lot that people don't really see. They just think that, life is all, peaches and cream. That's because you're in a major league uniform. You still have the same problems that you got going on, things that go on off the field, in the organization, stuff like that. So it's a lot of wear and tear on you mentally and physically, but you got to learn to grow from it, and you got to learn with your experiences and put them to the best use to, grow from it and become a better person.
And, you the show. You part of the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you miss all the graduations, the barbecues, the family reunion.
Yes.
You miss it all.
You miss it all. You really do miss a lot of family time. You miss a lot of birthdays, like you said, your young cousins, growing up and stuff like that, college graduations, family reunions, you miss it all because, you're here for this. The grind starts in February with spring training, and if you're lucky, it's to the end of October and a little bit into November. So, it's a long season. You miss your family a lot. You're away. You're constantly going on road trips. You're home for 3-4 days, and you go on the road, kind of living out of a suitcase in the hotel. You got to try and find places to live. So, it's definitely a lot of grind, but, I'm not going to complain about it. I'm very grateful to play this kid's game for fun, out here as my job. So, it's definitely a blessing to come to the ballpark every day.
Hey, when I coached high school, college ball, we got on vans, the bus, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And about an hour and a half before game time, we showed up in the ballpark.
Right.
And we were lucky at the visiting team, we got to take a BP at pregame.
Right.
You guys here 6-7 hours before game time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the game today is at 6:10. I got on the bus at 12. I'm starting my routine and start working around 12:45. So, and then you constantly going throughout the day. You get your little breaks here and there, but most of the time you're here just prepping your body, getting your body ready to play 9 innings. And, as you get older, it takes a little more. It takes a little longer to get it going. But, you start to learn and get into a routine. And, you're trying to learn how to fuel your body the right way. Get your recovery after the game, go right back home, go to the hotel, go back to where you're, if you're at home, go back to your house and really get your sleep and your recovery, because it's 162 games. You got to really take care of your body. Your best ability is availability, and that's real.
Now, we were on the road with our team. We were in tournaments. We go back to the hotel. They turn on ESPN and watch some da-da-da moments.
Mm-hmm.
You turn on ESPN and watch SportsCenter, correction,
mm-hmm.
and watch to see if you're in highlights.
No. I will admit, when I was younger, when I was early in my rookie year and, the year after that, yes. But now it's to the point where, I'm leaving here late. I've got to get in the cold tub, hot tub, do my treatment after the game. Then by the time I get home, it's almost, it's late. So I got to get in the bed and go to sleep.
Come on, man.
I'm telling you, when
you
I was young, when I was younger and in the rookie year and the year after that, yeah, for sure. But right now, no, man. It's just, how can I get my rest and recover and come back and play again today?
Okay, last couple questions. I want to hold you to
that. Yes.
Who were some of the players when you were coming up as a youngster you idolized seeing on TV?
Adam Jones, for sure. Being from Baltimore, watching those Orioles team, watching him patrol center field. And not only the way he played, but the way he carried himself with the media, with the fans. He always had a smile on his face. It was just really cool to watch him play in the way that he carried himself as a professional, for sure.
So, you know, I see when I'm in the home team locker room, sometimes they be sending the locker room crew over there to get autographs from other players. You get autographs from other players?
Yeah, oh yeah, sometimes, yeah, for sure, for sure. If it's somebody for sure, like you grew up watching, or somebody's game that you really respect, or it's one of these young guys who you can see, like, whoa, he's gonna be something special, you know, for sure. Like, honestly, for this trip, I'm probably going to ask Brandon Beaumont over there, Brady Montgomery, if he can sign me a bat, because I played with him this year starting in Charlotte. I was in Charlotte to start the year with the White Sox, and I played with him, got to know him really well, and he's a great young kid, and he's going to be a superstar, a future superstar in this league, so I'm definitely going to get a bat while I can before it costs me too much.
Well, if he don't give you a bat, coach a sidebar for you. You got one about
him. I appreciate that.
So every kid's dreaming of playing in the big leagues. Mm-hmm. You get that call, you're going to the big leagues. Mm-hmm. Walking in the locker room for the very first time, see your uniform hanging. What's that feeling like?
Oh, it's just, it's emotional because of all the hard work, you know. It makes you think back to T-ball. It makes you think back when your mom and dad were driving you all over the place, state to state, to play in these tournaments, to be seen and, you know, stuff like that. Think about, you know, college and everything, all the hard work, the minor leagues, everything that you go through in the minor leagues, all the long bus trips, going from small city to small city, not the best accommodations and stuff like that. And then to finally get here and you see the bright lights, like you said, you see your jersey in there and it's like, whoa, like, this is a very cool moment. You try and take it all in, but as soon as you get out there on that field, it's time to compete, because they don't feel anything that you're feeling. They're trying to get paid too, so you just try to put it away, but you soak it all in for sure, because it's a special feeling.
Did you cry?
Not at the field, but when I got back to the hotel, for sure.
Cry.
At the hotel, not at the field.
Mama cry?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mom and dad, for sure.
All right, last question. Mm-hmm. Last question. I know you got to get ready for a ball game, so I don't want to hold you too long. Mm-hmm. We definitely going to get you next time we see you. First major league hit.
First major league hit was in Minnesota. We were playing against the Nationals, single. Past the first and second base.
First major league home run.
In Cleveland off of Bieber.
Coach with the man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Thanks a lot.
Yes,
thanks
sir.
For taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you.